Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We had an elite, elite fall Sunday. The Bills lost. I mean, it would have been better if they won. But you can't take away from the eliteness of the Sunday. That's all I want to say. Temperature was great.
Yeah, we're getting there on the humidity down a little bit.
I made some of my smoked chili. I made Old Bay wings.
How'd that go?
Great. We'll dry rub Old Bay and then smoke them. Old Bay works out on wings.
It's fine.
Yeah, I was happy. Hey, let's go around the league in a dash, brought to you by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Around the league, Steelers. Justin Fields keeps them in games in a way that no one else used to, so I don't think they're really a contender. They'll probably make the playoffs and be scrappy, but
he had some bad plays.
He definitely did, game. But you know, it's an experience. It's an experience.
Also, is Joe Flacco the best quarterback in the NFL over the age of 38?
Yes.
I think he is.
You know,
he looked good.
You know who the number one group that will want Joe Flacco to stay in for Anthony Richardson is?
Colts fans. Well, not Colts fans.
Fantasy football owners of Pittman, yep. Downs. Like the ball's going to get passed around. Richardson hurt again. Like that's.
How about, by the way, like your Allen again is getting all this credit from the broadcast. Just like, oh, look, he's sliding. He's really figured it out now. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson got hurt yesterday by sliding.
Yeah.
Hurt his hip on a slide, but that might be right. He's just maybe injury prone.
More around the league stuff. The rookie receiver report. Let's go in order. Harrison, touchdown. Nice day for him. Neighbors, monster. Adunze, not much. He did something last week.
I was going to say, the one rookie receiver that was in my fantasy lineup, one catch for 10 yards. And the rookie receiver that was on my bench, you see what Leggett did yesterday? With Adam Thielen out. Opportunity we talked about with Scott Pienowski on Friday. Leggett is going to get an opportunity. 10 targets, 6 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown.
Leggett a touchdown. Brian Thomas Jr., big day and a touchdown.
Yep.
Xavier Worthy, touchdown, 73 yards. Ricky Pearsall still recovering from being shot. Ladd McConkey, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Nice play from him. The touchdown catch was really nice. Coleman, two nice catches.
Coleman was fine, yep.
Who's after Coleman? Anybody else we have to mention here? Jalen McMillan.
Did Malachi Corley do anything?
Jalen Polk had a drop I saw.
He had a sick catch also. Polk actually, I think, had a big day.
He's good.
Jalen Polk on the day. Nope, never mind.
Okay.
3 catches, 30 yards. Yeah, Malachi Corley also didn't do anything because really the Jets didn't do anything.
No. The Jets are, yeah.
And Breece Hall might be bad now, by the way. He is near the bottom of the league in success rate for rushes. He's under 4 yards a carry. And now, like, it was by the second quarter, the Jets decided yesterday that Braylon Allen was going to be their running back. Hall was barely playing yesterday. He was playing as, like, the passing down back and he even had drops after that. So, like, I don't know if that'll hold up, but they are playing the backup a lot.
Jimmy in Buffalo next up as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Jimmy.
I just wanted to say, you know, not a good weekend for my sports teams. I go all the way to New York City to watch Aaron Judge strike out 5 times. And then I come home to watch our Buffalo Bills just seemingly get decimated. But let's be clear. We're only 4 games in, and we all know that the Ravens are going to be flying south come playoff time, so that we got nothing to worry about. My question is, Cole Bishop looked a little confused out there when he got out on the field. You think it's time, dare I say, that we give our dear friend Mike a hide a call?
I just don't know who that's up to. Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where does it stand? Is it a, I'll come back for money? Would more money do it? Is he ready, but the Bills aren't ready? I just don't know where it stands.
Do they want to see what Cole Bishop looks like first, if he's going to have to play?
I mean, he played last night.
In limited action, he's done fine. He's got a couple pass breakups. PFF's liked him. Again, he's only played like 20 snaps in the season.
Yeah.
But maybe they want to see what Bishop looks like first. Mike Edwards, interestingly, has he been a healthy scratch 2 games in a row now? Like, people thought he was going to start in the offseason. He's not a part of it at all. He might actually have an injury. I forgot about it. No, I don't think he does. I think he's healthy scratch.
He had an injury the entire offseason.
Yeah.
Hamstring.
And we'll see about Rapp. Man, that hit.
Got concussed trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
He is a risky tackler, I would say. Like, he does go in with his head a lot.
Sam Monson tweeted about this tackle itself, yeah, and said, you know, rugby has taught a different type of tackle to avoid this exact injury.
Right. This is like
putting your head in front of Derrick Henry's
head
knees.
Head down. Right. That's an early 2000s football hit that he was trying.
Josh in Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, boys. So, you know, those games like last night, they happen. Looking at the team as a whole, you know, I think the offense is going to be okay. I think safety play is going to be okay. I think the run fits are going to be okay on the D-line. The one spot that worries me in going back to last year is our second level. We don't have Milano coming to help us until late in the year. Bernard, thank goodness, he stepped up and turned into the player that he was last year. But that I don't know if they foresaw it, but without him there, without having a backup nickelback, Taron Johnson being out, our second level is what dictates play for our defense, and it's what dictates McDermott's defense going back, you know, 20 years, all the guys that are on his team. And I don't know that we have an answer there. They tried Nick Morrow last night. He looked really slow. Yep. Dorian Williams, yep, looks kind of small. It's a tough look, and I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what they're going to do maybe is just get guys back. And Williams, I saw a couple people already, like, that he maybe wasn't as bad last night. Spectre was really the one that was more lost. Not to say Williams was great. Williams got beat one-on-one by Justice Hill on a wheel route. But I don't know. I feel like if they get Bernard back, that they can be okay. They can be perfectly okay with Bernard and Williams and until Milano were to get back. So, to me, like, that second level, I feel like it might be a temporary problem.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Might be a temporary problem. This week, they're going to get attacked again over the middle. Diggs is the slot guy. They have Dalton Schultz. Like, there, Houston is capable of attacking you over the middle. If the Bills don't have Terrell Bernard, they will do the exact same thing, will they not? Everyone will watch Baltimore and go, oh, yeah, if they don't have their linebackers, you attack the spine of that defense.
Nico Collins went off against Jacksonville. And there's one, like, what will the Bills' approach be? Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it during the week. Is it to take out Nico Collins and have Diggs beat you?
Well, Diggs is all short stuff.
I know.
He's Beasley now.
Isn't that what the Bills' defense is designed to do? We'll take away their biggest weapon, and we're going to make them go on 12-play drives, and Diggs is going to catch, like, 15 balls.
I wonder how they'd feel about that.
That's what I mean. Like,
But would you rather... away Nico Collins, but, hey, we're going to let Diggs have 10 catches for 70 yards against us. I think you might be okay with that.
Yes, for sure. That's probably what they'll do to win.
If you're okay with Diggs having 10 catches against you.
Right. You can't let the emotion get into, like,
yeah,
he can't have a good fantasy day, you know.
Right, yes.
And then this is where someone could say, like, hey, as one final parting gift, the Bills decide to make Diggs happy and give him all the targets he wants, right? That's the game plan for this one. He can have 15. They're all going to be short. Brandon in Buffalo. Hey, Brandon.
No problem. Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks, Brandon.
Hey, I just wanted to talk on the topic. Basically, the same thing that you was just saying about the next game coming up. I know a lot of people are hurt about what happened last night, but I look at last night as just a punch in the mouth, you know. You fall down and you get back up. But the biggest thing is, I think the game against the Texans is the most biggest game in the Jets. I think we have to win those two games. Now, the only thing I'm concerned about is, if we lose those two games or lose one of those games and our passing yards are down, what do we do as far as a wide receiver? Go on through the year with the people that we have, or do you think through the trade deadline that we should pick up another wide receiver? Because everybody eat mentality is good when you're playing against so-called teams that we played against and it worked. But when you're playing against good teams, you actually need somebody to put up some yards, somebody that you can throw to. My question is, just going forward, seeing the team that we have, that we know we get back on defense, the people that we have going out and coming back in, but our offense, that's the offense that we have through the whole year. Are you guys confident with that offense, or how do you feel, or should we maybe pick up some people or trade some people? Thank you.
Names that could be traded. Devontae Adams' name is going to come up. Amari Cooper's name might come up.
Mm-hmm. Do you really think, though,
no,
right now they're going to –
No, I think they're going to ride with what they've got.
I don't know that it's impossible, though. They could get to a point. Nah, it might take injury. It might take injury for them to really, really look at that. Well, unless, I mean, are they just going to keep running Mac Hollins out there? You know? And let that be inefficient? If that continues to go the way it's going, which is he's on the field a lot and not doing much in the pass game, then that's a spot you can upgrade from. It's just weird to me that they wouldn't think they have another player in the building that can upgrade from it.
Curtis Samuel.
Or play Coleman more there. I don't know. Hollins being on the field that much and getting that target share, that should just never, ever, ever happen. I don't think that should ever happen.
I mean, right now, your receiver room doesn't have that many people in it. And for three of them to be MVS, Samuel, and Hollins, these guys are non-factors.
Like, I don't know. The other thing, too, is if you want to talk about bringing someone else in, usually it's a big idea. Like, it's Devontae Adams or Amari Cooper. And that, if you could find me, like, a second, third-tier type guy that could go for a mid-round pick somewhere in the middle of the season, like, maybe they'd do that.
Can I give you one more name that we never talk about?
Who?
Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have two pass-catching tight ends. Dawson Knox, how many snaps he played last night?
How much money are they paying Curtis Samuel and Dawson Knox to be like fifth and sixth on this team's depth chart for receiving?
Right, and to have people say, million? I don't think they want to pay a big money receiver. They should instead of doing that.
Right, Samuel and Knox is what, 22 between the two of them? That could give you
a lot
pretty
of players.
Nice player.
A lot of players.
Yeah, so one target for him last night.
How many catches do you have for the year? How many targets do you have for the year?
Like, I mean, that is ending this year, right?
They restructured. He's on the team for another year for sure. They restructured him.
Just
at that, that, that
he's got three catches on the year.
Three catches. How many snaps did he play last night? They have guys on the field that are just not at all part of their offense. And, you know, we sit here and say stuff like everybody eats. Dawson Knox doesn't. MVS doesn't. Curtis Samuel doesn't. Mac Hollins doesn't.
He played 46% of the snaps last night.
So a lot of
58, 53, 52, 46. Those are his percentages.
Going down.
Slightly. Yep.
Interesting. All right. What do we got? Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Mr. Sal Capaccio coming up as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.